Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Jay.
I'm Jerry.
And this is Darts, the Decatur Arts Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, as always. Jerry, it's there's no denying we are in summer.
It is summer, yeah. It's a little, it's plenty hot and humid.
It's very hot and humid.
That's why we know it's summer.
And speaking of summer, since clearly that was the big push for the episode, we're going to talk about opportunities for kids in the arts community.
Things to do in the summertime.
Right. And obviously we'll start here in-house with us. We've got a lot of stuff, but we're going to hit some other opportunities that are out there.
Plenty of things throughout the community.
So what is going on?
Yes.
Yeah. What is going on in-house? I know we just had a really awesome Despicable Me party.
Right.
Jenny Cowgill, our educational coordinator, she went all out and made this thing pop to a degree that was incredible.
Like she always does.
Everything was minioned out. She had bananas that were minionized. She had Twinkies that were minionized.
Watched the movie, the original Despicable Me movie, and also all the people who attended got to take home a little Beanie Baby plush of Tom, the minion.
And they also made their very own Weeble Wobbles.
Uh-huh. Minions.
Which were crazy.
Uh-huh.
It's just a lot of fun. And you're right. She always does a great job. And she has some really neat things lined up for the rest of the summer.
We've got lots of classes that go through July and August. There are classes on Fridays and Saturdays for kids and adults. Friday classes include like the candy clay class, where it's actual a material that you can model and mold like clay and then eat.
Which is incredible.
That's absolutely delicious. There's an acrylic pour class. We've done that. That's a really fun experience.
Oh my gosh, so much
fun. And then a t-shirt painting class. The only thing you'll need to bring is your t-shirt. All of the classes we offer, all the materials are supplied with the exception of the t-shirt.
Sure.
You want to make sure it fits, so you bring your own t-shirt. And then we have some Saturday classes, including a mosaic tile class and a superhero drawing workshop coming up. So those are our classes that kids can sign up for June through August.
Awesome. And again, always a good time, always fun. How can they find out about that?
Best way is to go to our website, decaturarts.org. All the classes are listed there. It gives you a breakdown of age groups and cost, and you can sign your kids up right there through the website, or give us a call and sign up over the phone, 423-3189.
Good stuff. Now, that's what we have going on this summer for the kids, but looking out across the community, there are a couple of other organizations that really have some neat stuff on the table.
Right. Decatur Park District, for example, always has lots of things for kids to do in the summer. They obviously have lots of dance classes, but they also have this BOSS program. What does BOSS stand for again, Jay?
That I don't have.
Oh, Broadway something something series.
Big old sassy.
Yeah, it has to do with kids' performance.
Yes.
And the kids have been working on this already this summer.
But they have. And it's a five-week program. It's for actors entering 2nd and 12th grades, and every year they basically do sort of a junior version of an established show, a well-known show.
This summer they're doing two different shows.
And they usually do, technically, because they have their junior program and they have their senior program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now going to cheat. The junior program is for ages 6 through 11. Senior is 11 through 18, but it's a five-week program, and the kids experience firsthand what it takes to stage a production, including makeup, costumes, dance, choreography, choral singing, auditioning, and performing a musical in a live theater setting. And they are incredible.
And they're working on that as we speak.
As we speak. And in fact, they just had a tease performance at the Devon on the 4th of July.
Oh,
so
very
for
cool.
Their upcoming shows.
Right.
What we have coming up, we have Aladdin Kids, and we have Mary Poppins Juniors. So Mary Poppins is the senior performance, and Aladdin Kids is the junior.
And you'll be able to see those kids perform at the Decatur Civic Center coming up July 19th, 20th, and 21st. I believe that Aladdin's is the 19th and 20th.
Correct.
And Mary Poppins Jr. is the 20th and 21st.
Yes. And so on the 20th, since our two shows, Aladdin will be during the day, 2 p.m., and Mary Poppins will be at night, 7 p.m. But man, is it a good time. And these kids, the great part about seeing this is you see those wheels start turning as they start to understand more and more
about what it takes
this
to
works.
Prepare yeah. for a show. And that's
especially the younger kids, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
absolutely. Yeah.
And that's the other neat thing too. When you watch this, you see the kids who have done this summer after summer, you see how they kind of are mentoring those younger kids. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll yeah. see it. Sometimes it needs to happen on stage and kind of a little, you know, push or, you know, make sure you're following me. But I mean, it is really neat to kind of watch how they all work together.
Yeah.
And
yeah. It's a great experience for all the kids who have that opportunity.
It really is. And speaking of opportunities for kids to expand something that they already love and enjoy, that's sort of the actorly side of things. But musically speaking,
Millikan University has an amazing program that a lot of people aren't aware of, and there are a variety music program, mm-hmm. And there are a variety. There, what do we call it? The preparatory program.
Yes, yes.
And
through their School of Music,
and kids who have some experience or want to learn more about traditional musical instruments and band and orchestra and that type of thing have an opportunity to do that with the Decatur or the Millikan Youth Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, the primary mission of the Millikan University Preparatory Department is to foster a lifelong love and enjoyment of music for students of all ages from the greater Decatur area. Also to enhance their musical knowledge and performance expertise and to create a companionable link between the university and the community. And they do this through quite a few different things. They've got the Millikan Children's Choir Program, the Millikan University Community Cello Choir, Decatur Youth Symphony Orchestra, Music and Movement, and summer music camps. In addition, there's
kind of a non-traditional program that's
yes.
really pretty cool. Started out as a summer camp and has grown into so much more.
And we happen to have a couple of fellas here to talk about those two things in particular. Rock University.
And the first gig, Rock and Roll Camp.
And, so, and who do we have in the studio with us?
Mikey Shoneman. I am the Decatur Camp Coordinator for First Gig Rock and Roll Camp for Kids.
And I'm Bron Sheets. I'm the head guitar instructor for First Gig Rock and Roll Camp, and I'm also the musical director for Rock University.
So, Mikey, you're the one that sort of got this whole thing rolling with First Gig a few years back. How long has that program been going now?
This will be our sixth year for the camp.
And where does that happen, and how does that happen this year?
The first couple of years, we started out at Eisenhower High School, and we got a little too big for that place. So luckily, Millikan took us in, so we've been working out of the Parkinson Music School over there at Millikan University.
And this is what, year five?
This is year six.
Year six,
this
okay.
Year
although
six.
We'll camp our third or fourth year at Eisenhower. Or at Millikan.
Yeah.
Or third year at Millikan.
Yeah. And how many kids do you have involved this year?
This year, we're going to be having our biggest camp ever at 54 kids.
Wow.
Wow. And what are the different roles that they get to?
We do the basic courses we offer are vocals, guitar, bass, and drums. But all of the kids over the course of the week, they learn a lot of stuff about marketing, merchandising, live performance, studio recording, things of that nature. So kind of all aspects of the business.
How long does the camp actually last?
It's a 6 day. Well, it's 6 days, Monday through Friday, and it's 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on Saturday, like we'll have a concert for the general public out at the Civic Center.
Yeah.
Around noon.
Yeah. So what are the dates this year so people can mark the concert date on
July
calendar?
22nd through the 26th is the camp. The final performance is July 27th at noon at the Decatur Civic Center.
Very cool.
Now, when it comes to the show and the camp in general, do you come up with sort of the set list? Is that something that you work with kids on?
The kind band
of
leaders kind of keep them in check, mm-hmm. but the kids do have creative control. They pick out their own songs. They pick out their own band names. We help them design a logo so they can have their band logo on a T-shirt and at the end of after the concert's over, they'll be out signing autographs, and we have a photographer come in and take band photos, and so they're signing autographs, doing meet and greets after the show.
Yeah, and awesome. I've been to at least three of those, and they are a lot of fun.
Yeah,
the kids do kind of come out of their shell. A lot of them do, and so do you have returnees? Do some of them repeat?
Yeah, we've got a couple kids that are actually aging out this year. We do 10 to 17, and we've got a couple kids that are first year. first gig kids, and they're actually aging out this year, that this is their last year they can do it, just because they're grown now. They have to go start real bands.
And they've been mentors for some of the younger kids.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're using some of those kids and some of our own little music projects here and there too, you know.
Oh, that's very
you
cool.
know, there's some things popped up. I'm like, you know who'd be great for that? Kyle would be fantastic for that. Nice. So it's kind of it's a good easing out. You know, they're comfortable jumping into a role of being a musician in the community at that.
It's an easing out and an easing in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
pretty much.
So you guys get a lot of support from the community. How do you keep First Gig going first when it comes to the money, but then also you have additional sort of in-kind sponsors? And tell us about that.
Yeah. The First Gig is designed upside down. We don't want the money to be the reason why some kid can't go to camp. Because if we just charged outright, it'd be $1,000 or so per kid to go to camp. And that's just not doable for a lot of people, especially when we have some kids that have brothers and sisters. They're all going to camp at the same time. So that costs mom and dad a small fortune. So we do a lot of grassroots, a lot of fundraisers. We have the big fundraiser every year at Sliders. We have little things like the putt-putt thing we have coming up next weekend. We've done bowling fundraisers in the past. We've done Texas Roadhouse Nights. We've done just about anything. When you're in, like, arts, you get used to...
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir, to Mike, a even about that.
To yeah.
Not-for-profits trying to raise money.
Hey, you got a dollar? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's just how it is. You get used to it. But also, we've had some great, like, Graceland, Farrell, and Miranda Goble, where I work. They've been a supporting sponsor every year. They've just been a strong believer in the camp, and they like to be involved in the community as well. Cromwell has helped us out with radio ad spots, anchor reporting, Oakwood Screen Printing is actually stepping on as a sponsor this year because they're helping us out with the shirts.
And of course, Millikan University.
Millikan University has been huge. Decatur Park District's been huge. Decatur Area Arts Council helped us get launched.
Yeah, we did what we could.
Without the grant work, we wouldn't have never been able to make this happen.
Well, so, and that's something we talk about a lot. We have those grants that are available to a lot of arts organizations.
If you have an idea for an arts program and you want to give it a shot, talk to the Arts Council and they can help you out. That's why they're here.
Right, exactly.
Now, speaking of helping out and getting involved, if someone wants to get involved with, say, the putt-putt that's coming up, where do they go to find out more information and how can they get involved?
Facebook page is probably the easiest way to get a hold of us. We have numerous people that help out behind the scenes and they keep an eye on the Facebook page. Also, firstgigdecatur@gmail.com is our regular old email address. But
you guys post much of what's going on in terms of your fundraising efforts, as well as what's happening with the kids when the camp happens on the Facebook.
Very Facebook driven. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
And then something that sort of rolled off. How many years were you doing First Gig Braun before you thought, I kind of like to do this more than just in the summertime?
Well, it was interesting because Mikey him and I were talking about this after year two or three. We're like, man, how do we expand this thing into something else? And Mikey said, stop talking to me about this. We just got done with camp.
After six Shut months up. Of fundraising and planning, I would like at least 1 week off.
Yeah. So that's kind of how it started.
You mean, how do you expand on this?
Yes, how do you do that?
Yeah, and then he starts sending me email links like, hey, you should do this so I don't have to do it. And I was like, okay. But we just finished up our second year, so that's when it kind of, a couple years ago was when it started coming around to fruition and everything, where it started to look like it was going to be a feasible thing. Because the idea was, initially, I wanted to do, like, after school programs and things like that, which, you know, that's still a pipe dream of mine. I'd still like to do that. And I think Millikan's kind of trying to do that as well. So
Millikan was a huge part of making Rock University happen.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. And at first, again, I came to Cherry, the Arts Council. I'm like, hey, I would really love to do this program. You know, do you have an idea if we could house it here or where we could do it? And oddly enough, during a meeting with Dr. Neil Smith at Millikan, you called me and said, hey, you should really talk to Dr. Neil Smith.
Right.
So I was in that meeting when you suggested I should have that meeting. And and so we got to talking and it just kind of kept rolling from there. It sat on the shelf for a couple years just because we wanted to make sure everything was still good, because, you know, a program can be successful 1-2 years and then interest could drop off. Who knows? But this just seems to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So we did Rock You, and I keep that going year round. We've even got gigs in the summer for our Rock You All-Star groups. That's spun off now into what a Black and Blue Recording.
Yeah, we're doing Black and Blue Production Camp. Dr. Dave Burdick over at Millikan is
cool.
Mount Millikan has been really nice about embracing our unorthodox musical education methods.
Right.
So luckily they're kind of catching on and they're starting to do some unorthodox stuff themselves, which is just going to benefit everybody.
We've got, just saw they added a hip hop thing.
We've got, we've got first gig kids that are already looking forward to going to college at Millikan just because every year they're there for first gig and Rock U and stuff. They love it.
That's fantastic.
So it's like a feeder system. Right. It works out great.
And so you've got a relationship with Millikan, but the summer camp and even your instructors at Millikan, where do these people come from? Your mentors, your teachers for rock and roll?
A little bit of Millikan, but also a whole lot of local musicians in the community. If there's somebody out playing in bands, pounding the pavement every weekend, and we see they're also, they happen to be good with kids and they're playing fundraisers and benefits around town, then we'll talk to them about coming in. And usually we don't have to ask anybody twice because they're chomping at the bit to get into first gig and Rock U. And
it's infectious.
Yeah. It is.
Well, and as I always tell people, if you talk to an arts person and they're willing to share their experience and their knowledge and their talents and all that kind of stuff.
So. And with the musicians, it's kind of like camp for them too, because we never get to hang out. We never get to see each other play. We're always busy doing gigs in different places.
Right.
So it's like a family reunion every year for week-long summer camp.
Right. And this family includes adults and children.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
It's like a family reunion.
It's a huge dysfunctional family that we love.
So now I'm curious, just something to share with those listening. You're working with kids.
Mm-hmm.
There are some kids who come to this thing and they are ready. They are ready to rock. But surely you have some that are a little bit reserved and held back. What's the feeling you get when you finally let them loose and they are on stage and they are performing and they are getting over that fear and they're in front of a crowd?
I'm trying to remember if there's been a final concert yet where I've walked out of there dry-eyed. I don't think there has.
Not for me.
We usually, all the instructors, these big burly musician types, are like bawling like babies by the time the concert's done, just because you're seeing kids finding their people and connecting with kids like they haven't before, you know.
Right. Three chords and that attitude.
Yeah, and that doesn't stop at that concert either, right? Because then they start helping with the program.
Yeah.
And so then they're wanting to help, and then you're just, you know, I'm very proud of that, you know, just because we could just make this a music program, but it's helping them with so much other things. You know, their social skills, like you were saying, if they're shy.
We hear from parents, grades are up.
Yeah.
And social connections.
Because you're leading by example. Yeah, I mean, they're not just there with the kids. They're seeing you and you are doing this and sharing this and it's infectious. Like you said, your words.
100%. The goal.
Awesome. Yep.
So first gig is full for the summer.
Very,
very, very full. But Rock U and Millikan, how do they find out more about that for the fall semester and then even into the spring semester?
You can go to millikan.edu/rock-u. That is the website. Again, I operate off of Facebook, though. You can just look up Rock University Millikan on Facebook. That's really the best way to do it. And then, you know, like that, I think Mikey's an admin on that. I'm an admin on that. So you're going to send a message. You're going to get one of us too, or Dr. Neil. This is pretty much the way it's going to work out there. So if you got any questions, you can send it there. And that will be starting up, I believe, early September is what we're going to do. So basically, we finish up
Saturdays like 9
to 11:30 is what I try to shoot for. That happens once a week for about 10 for a 10 week run, so about the semester, so I can, because I'm a student myself, I have to study for finals, so I kick them all out of Millikan so I can do that. And then we take back up in February. That seems to be the ongoing thing. So then there's really not a lot of time in between, you know, you get a little bit of a break on the rock and roll front, and then it starts right back up.
Just enough to get a great rock and roll thing for Christmas that you can then, that you can then use in the spring semester.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yes.
Okay, so mark your calendars, everybody, for July 27th at the Civic Center for the first gig rock and roll camp final concert after the week-long camp, and then head out to Rock University on Facebook and learn more about how to sign up your kid for this rock and roll stuff that's really been happening through Mikey and Braun and all their staff and musicians and Millikan University.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, should we wrap things up?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do our look forward as we kind of like to end these things.
Sure.
And we've kind of been hitting on the same look forward for the past several weeks now.
Because we're really looking forward to this.
Right. And so I'll let you take the spotlight here. What, Jerry, are we looking forward to?
It's a really fabulous event coming up at the end of August, on August 24th. It's a fundraiser for the Decatur Area Arts Council. It's the Decatur Craft Beer Festival.
That's right. It is our Ogtoberfest.
Ogtoberfest, yeah. Saturday, August 24th, from 1 to 6 o'clock, we're going to have as many as 20 different brewers from all over Central Illinois, all over the state, mm-hmm. along with a variety of canned and bottled beer from some of the local distributors, the craft beers, all of it craft beers and ciders. We're going to have some entertainment by one of the local bands, Lunar Jive Machine. That should be a lot of fun.
We'll have a great time.
Several food trucks, so if you get a little hungry while you're tasting your beers, you can get yourself a bite to eat. But it's going to be a great event, and tickets are on sale right now.
And the event is being presented alongside with us by the Cromwell Radio Group, which we're super excited that they've partnered up with us.
Yep.
But we also have the night before, on the 23rd, we have the Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union VIP Experience.
And that's for people who really love their craft beer. The tickets for the regular main event on Saturday are $30. Mm-hmm. And that gets you a souvenir tasting glass and 8 tasting tickets. There are other tickets, more tickets available should you decide you need more tastings to purchase. But if you come to the VIP event, that's $100. A person, but that evening on Friday night, you get to taste brews that you're not going to be able to find probably in Central Illinois. They're really
small batch, limited edition, hard to find.
Yeah, from other locations that are probably not within easy driving distance.
And I will say, year after year, I hear so many people talk about the VIP because for people who like to really taste those beers. And they like to discuss what is in them and how they were made and all that. This is sort of a 3-hour paradise because it is people who enjoy craft beers tasting and talking craft beers.
I was just going to say that. And the folks who are pouring the beers are very knowledgeable mm-hmm. about craft beer. So you can have a great conversation about what makes this one unique and why does it taste like that.
Yeah.
A couple other things that are happening that evening. We'll have some delicious hors d'oeuvres available for folks to eat along with their tastings, and a silent auction that's going to have a lot of fun craft beer related items mm-hmm. that you can bid on. But it is $100, but that also gets you into the next day's main event.
That's right.
And not only do you get to come to that event, but you get a few bonus tasting tickets and some special privileges that only apply to those with a VIP pass.
That's right. And so this is a great time, a great event. And if you want to come and enjoy this and you're not necessarily a beer drinker, we've got you covered there too.
We've got a designated driver option. Only $10. You can accompany your friend. And just we've got soft drinks and water and you can still get something from the food truck and just enjoy the company because it is a super fun event.
It really is.
We've got this giant tent erected in the street right in front of our building, blocked off the street, and all kinds of fun is happening over in the Busey Bank parking lot. Will be our food truck. So it's worth coming even if you're not a beer drinker. $10.
August 24th, Ogtoberfest.
That's it.
It's the Decatur Craft Beer Festival. You can get more information at dcbfest.com. We encourage you to do so. Come out, have a great time, support the Decatur Area Arts Council. Jerry, I think that's going to do it for us this
edition. I think so too. All right. Thanks for listening.
We will do it again soon. And we got to come up with a goodbye catchphrase at some point, like keep arting. Or
one other thing I want to mention, though, craft beer related. One of our future guests will be Drew Lewandowski from the Decatur Brew Works, one of our great partners in putting this event together. All three of the local brewers have been helping us, Decatur Brew Works, Door 4, and Golden Fox. But Drew will be one of our guests on the podcast.
We're going to have him on the very next episode.
I believe we are.
Okay. Well, then that's going to do it for us this time. My name is Jay.
I'm Jerry.
Thanks for tuning in to the Darts Podcast. We'll see you next time.